Australia's population recently passed 25 million, with the attention given to immigration through a number of election cycles and concerns about the sustainability of large populations, our growing population is continuing to be an issue. A policy on population could be the answer, and the federal government has suggested it will introduce something similar by the end of the year. But what should a population policy look like, and what might it achieve? Liz Allen is a demographer at the Australian National University, and she joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, are we talking about a form of population control?
Definitely not. We are talking about a suite of policies, a framework, a blueprint for our future, which at the core is about quality of life.
And so what are the ways in which a growing population affects the quality of life of people living here?
There's a lot of interest on growth. Growth, whether it be in the quantum of the population size or the size of the growth year on year. That fascination with growth that we have in Australia is absurd. And it really hides the conversations we should be having. So this focus on growth belies what's going on underneath, and that is that we are an ageing population. We are a relatively young population in the grand scheme of world population, and we are going to be competing with the likes of Canada, the US, the UK, for appropriately skilled migrants into the future that will help offset an ageing population. We have to be cautious in the type of narrative we adopt. And so I'm strongly advocating that we shift this conversation into a discussion about who we want to be into the future with regard to the types of things that we hope to enjoy. And we need to stop using population as a scapegoat.
So what do you hope for within an effective and reasonable population policy? What do you hope for the future of Australia?
I hope that we stop talking about size and growth and rather focus on a life course approach to well-being. And that is that we have to get our ducks in a row, if you like. Education and health are cumulative over the life course. We need to ensure that the investments, and that's what they are really, education and health investments in children and babies is sufficient that a baby born today or tomorrow can expect to live a life that ensures that they can participate in the workforce and in other social and economic endeavours to lead productive lives. And that said, that we need to then look at ways that we can best support children, working families in general, whether they be with children or not, so that over the life course we can envisage a future whereby what subsequent generations experience is the same, if not better, than what previous generations have experienced. And right now, we have a level of inequality that means that for the first time, we might see generations go backwards. We're looking at housing affordability. We're looking at a whole range of workforce matters. We have to get serious about this and not just think about the now. We need to be strategic and think about the future. So with that, we need to set achievable goals for things that measure well-being and success at a population level, but not about the size of the population, but rather about the people, about the quality of life, the small parts that together aggregate to a population. And we need to do that now. Population is in the core of every ministerial portfolio. We need to reconnect the population puzzle that sits across these portfolios, and we need to take an earnest approach to the future.
And what are those? What are some of those goals for population that you think will help remove some of the inequalities that you've spoken of?
We people at the moment believe that population and migrants in particular are the cause of housing affordability issues. That's not the case. Instead, we have a tax structure with incentives that further entrench inequalities. People are owning multiple houses, and only one is their primary home. The others are for income. Whereas we've then got young people who are unable to get into the housing market. They're unable to even own their own home if they so choose. So we've got those structural factors that are embedding inequality. We hear people say, well, it's the migrants' problem. We need to cut off migrants. That's not the case. Migrants are keeping the housing market in a net way buoyed because they are not only purchasing homes, they're also helping build them through much-needed skills. And the other thing, too, is that, we've not talked about environment yet. We need to take measures now where we have pro-environmental behaviours mandated so that we can not blame people, but rather look to structural factors that are degrading our environment. And they sit, and the responsibility sits with governments.
Now, Liz, you mentioned there a little bit that this is a structural problem, that this is something that we need to take a long-term view at. And now often when we hear that idea in policy, it means it's going to be some short-term pain for long-term gain. What might an actual population policy look like if it were to be introduced by the federal government for it to be effective in ensuring the future of Australia?
I firmly believe, I'm an optimist, that there is no short-term pain for long-term gain. In fact, what I'm proposing is this kind of putting in place measures of success and goalposts that we can achieve them, is about looking to the future. It's about being strategic. We've not had strategy with regard to our Australia, our population in recent times. And more importantly, we've had a lot of talk and no action. Subsequent governments over time have said we need to have things in place at a community level, at a regional level, to make livability in our towns better. We need to move away from that and instead put the money where the mouth is and get moving on this. And more importantly, we can then start shifting this really negative discourse around population. And that is this idea that a big Australia or a small Australia is better or worse. It's not about size. It's about what we do that matters.
Liz, thanks very much for joining us on Breakfast this morning.
Many thanks.
Liz Allen from the Australian National University is speaking with us there about the need for an Australian population policy.